This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris Valleca was hired. He was an assistant hitting coach with the Chicago Cubs. Things have been a little different this year. And congratulations to Chris and his staff and everybody else for doing that. He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Guardians hitting coach Chris Valleca. Chris, I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Dan Menigan. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
It's been fun to watch a team play baseball the way that teams used to play baseball, Chris. And I mean by putting the bat on the ball, by taking extra bases, by being aggressive offensively. And it's interesting. I went back and looked at numbers from last year compared to this year. The two things that clearly stand out, the power numbers aren't there, and the strikeout numbers aren't there. You guys have struck out less than any team in baseball. Was this an organizational decision? Is this the way you wanted to play, Chris? Is it the way you wanted guys to approach their at-bats? Or was it the type of player you had? How'd this all come together?
Yeah, I think a little bit of all of those things. You know, you got to give a lot of credit to the minor league staff for the development that they've done with these players. But, you know, coming into this spring training, we talked about it in spring that, you know, we were going to have to be different. We had to embrace some of the personnel that we had. You know we make a lot of contact. You know, we have guys that can slug, and I think we'll see in the future and, you know, time to come, a lot of this power will show up as these guys settle into the big leagues. But, you know, when we started talking in spring, we knew we had to embrace our strengths, and that was controlling the strike zone, putting the ball in play, and, you know, putting pressure on teams in a different way than, you know, maybe the industry is used to.
I feel like the face of all of this thus far, I mean, the face of the team, of course, is Jose Ramirez and how unbelievable he has been this season and many seasons prior. But I feel like the face of this youth movement is just Stephen Kwan and how he just sets the table at the top of the lineup and is able to put the ball in play to all fields in a way that is just so reminiscent of, I don't know, pick your great leadoff slap hitter that everybody can kind of point to. How has it been coaching Kwan this year?
I mean, he's been great. You know, we've known his profile, you know, from what he's done in the minor leagues, from when he was drafted from Oregon State. You know, he's always had that profile of being able to control the strike zone, put the ball in play, you know, take great at bats. You know, you're seeing him of late start taking those chances in the strike zone. You know, some of the power numbers are starting to show up. But, you know, he's such a treat for us at the top of like that, you know, to start the game, you know, six, seven pitches, either he's on base or if he doesn't get on base, you know, he's let the rest of the lineup see all of the pitches that the pitcher has, you know, especially early, but then come late in the game, you know, if we need him to slow down the game, you see him take a long at bat. You know, so he really has a good feel for the heartbeat of the game, what the game's asking at those times, if he needs to, you know, go up there and take a chance or slow the game down and see some pitches for us.
Chris Valleca joining us, the Guardians hitting coach. Chris, when you were hired this offseason, I know you came in and you thought we have to coach individuals here. And, you know, it's best if you can instruct on an individual basis and some of the comments you made when you were brought in here. But at the same time, you've got to kind of set a tone for a whole organization. And I know, you know, with you and Victor Rodriguez and Justin Toole at the major league level and Alex Eckelman at the minor league level instructing everybody, you still have to have like a organization-wide theme. What is that for the organization?
You know, I think we've set the tone and showing what we've done this year at the big leagues with, you know, controlling the strike zone, you know, making good swing decisions, you know, putting the ball in play, running the bases the way we have, you know, I think it's a full circle approach. You know, Tito really sets the culture of, you know, you see how hard we run down first base to first base, you know, we go first to third, you know, so we hit, we base run, we do all those things, you know, for the guy behind us. You know, and I think us setting that tone up here, you know, creating that culture has trickled down into the minor leagues, and the minor leagues have done a great job, you know, preparing these guys the way they go about their routines in the cage, how professional they are with their batting practice. You know, it's made our jobs a lot easier when, you know, we've transitioned, you know, 16 rookies to the big leagues.
And one of those guys is Andrés Giménez, who popped up last season and struggled a little bit with the big league ball club. Came back this year, and all of a sudden the bat has been sensational, the defense behind it and that stuff. What changed with Andrés Giménez over the last year to make him the player we see today? And the power that we have seen show up, Chris, is that something we will see more of in the future?
I think we'll see. He's going to continue to get better. You know, the more at-bats he has at the big league level. You know, last year, you know, him coming over here, getting traded, you know, getting sent down to the minor leagues, you know, I think he understood that he had to make some adjustments to stay in the big leagues. You know, not having a chance to talk to him much this winter with the lockout, you know, some of the things that we wanted to address was, you know, minimizing or eliminating the leg kick that he had last year. He's always had a really, really nice bat path, so we didn't really want to touch too much of that. We just really wanted to get him more in a consistent spot with his lower body to allow that natural swing path to play a little bit more consistently.
Chris Vilenkis is joining us. He's the Guardians hitting coach. I want to ask you about another individual, and it's Oscar Gonzalez. This guy had the power in the minor leagues and also had the strikeouts in the minor leagues while hitting for a high average. And Chris, that's kind of a strange combination. You got him up here. It took a while for the power to come out a little bit, but the strikeouts haven't been much of a problem. He's hit for average. He's done just about everything you could possibly want a rookie to do, I would imagine. What kind of hitter will we see Oscar become as he develops even a little bit more?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I think everybody's always in a rush to see power. You know, these guys come up with a profile of maybe having some of that in the minor leagues, but the big leagues is a different beast, and guys got to settle in to, you know, understanding what pitchers are trying to do to them. You know, the pitchers are, you know, there's no level higher. These guys are the best of the best. So, you know, him settling in, I've been most pleased. You know, seeing the home runs have been great, but his two-strike approach, once he settles into an at-bat, you know, he's a tough out, especially late in the game off these closers or back-end relievers, you know, that he can slow the game down. You see him hit the ball the other way. And, you know, of late, you know, some of that strike spin in the zone that, you know, he's been able to put good swings on and, you know, hit the ball out of the ballpark for us.
Chris, he looks like a guy who's been really receptive to coaching, because a guy that size with that power, you wouldn't expect him to have the approach that he's had. You know, as you said, hitting the ball to the opposite field, tough with two strikes and everything else. How have you been able to get him to resist the temptation that I think is only natural for a guy that size with that history to try and swing from his you-know-what and try and hit the ball out of the park and said to be a good all-around hitter?
Yeah, you know, I think he's always had the hit tool, so he's known how to hit the ball the other way, and that's probably one of the hardest things to teach. So having that skill early has been great for us. You know, him not wanting to let it fly all the time or just, you know, chase power numbers to the pull side, I think he's really settled in with us as, you know, some watching the guys in front of him, watching the guys behind him, just kind of the culture that we've established of, you know, taking good at bat, moving the ball around the field, that, you know, he's bought in. And when you see him take his chance, you know, good things have happened, and he's hit those big home runs for us.
Chris Vilenkis, Guardians hitting coach, joining us on the Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I feel like with a hitting coach, I have to ask a shift question. So the funny thing is, though, Chris, like, this team, I feel like the shift isn't going to be a big deal with and getting rid of it, because the only guy they really shift on is Jose Ramirez, and he's just figured out how to hit over it. Do you see that being a problem, or I should say a help to offense in Major League Baseball in the coming years?
I do. I think, you know, them not being able to play the whole infield on one side of the field is definitely going to help. You know, we've seen other teams when Jose comes up, they'll put an extra outfielder out there. So, you know, I think industry-wide taking away the shift is definitely going to help, you know, batting average go up. I think there'll be more hits to be had. But, you know, I've been really proud of our guys that, you know, we've talked about it, that you got to use the whole field to earn the whole field. And we don't have a ton of guys that, you know, get heavily shifted other than, like you said, Jose or Josh, you know, at times. But, you know, they've shown the ability to, when they do get shifted, if there's a situation for it, to hit the ball the other way, you know, hit that single. Or, you know, we saw Jose try to bunt in Texas a couple days ago when they had the big shift. So, you know, these guys want to get on base for the guy behind them.
Chris, what's a hitting coach do with a guy like Jose Ramirez?
Stay out of his way.
Seriously, yeah. I everybody needs coaching, but sometimes you just kind of look and think, okay, what do you do?
Yeah. You know, biggest thing that we've talked to Jose about, you know, he's such an elite hitter. He has such an idea of what he's trying to do. He's really smart. He's really prepared. You know, I think the biggest thing has been more on the emotional side and trying to get him to not feel like he has to do it all himself. You know, him taking his walks and stealing second is just as valuable as him hitting a double. So, you know, biggest thing is controlling the strike zone, take what they're giving him. If they walk him, you know, he's a threat on the bases. And, you know, our guys have done a great job. Josh, you know, Oscar behind him stepping up and driving him in when they don't take the chance pitching to Jose.
What's it like coaching Abed Rosario?
Oh, he's awesome. He's been our Cal Ripken. The guy plays every day at a premium position. He takes, you know, great at bats. You see him fly around the bases. He wants to be in there. You know, there's times where he might get away from his approach trying to do too much, but, you know, it's reining him back in and, you know, letting these guys be themselves. And, you know, they, as a group, they've just really come to love each other and play the game that we played.
Chris, obviously the answer to this question in a big picture is winning the division and going to the playoffs. In your specific role as the hitting coach of the Guardians, what's given you the most satisfaction so far this season?
You know, probably these guys, us just not talking about the things that, you know, everybody talks about in spring training. We talked about being different. We talked about having a two-strike approach. We talked about situational hitting. It's something that, you know, we work on every day in our batting practice. It's something that we talk about. It's the power of the high five in the dugout where a guy might not get his base hit, but he moves a runner over and the whole team's up there on the top step for him. So it's more of the little things like that, that, you know, every year, every team, they talk about the same things, but our guys actually put it into action.
Chris, not only has it been fun to watch, but it's been effective putting the ball in play, not striking out. We've loved it. You've played a major role on that. Thank you.
Thank you, and
have some fun in the playoffs.
We will.
Thanks,
Chris. Chris Valleca, Guardians hitting coach, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.